Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Joe, typically we start the Bechtold breakdown with this. But today, we're instead going to start the Bechtold breakdown with this.
Root, root, root for our whole team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go! Go. Joe.
Yes, Limits.
We have a Pirates trade. The Bechtold breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating on this Friday, December 19th. Merry Christmas to everyone. The Pirates have made a trade where the frameworks,
tell us about it, Limits.
The frameworks are still being worked out on everything and being finalized, but this is what it currently looks like from Ken Rosenthal. The Pirates are acquiring slugger Brandon Lau, second baseman, also can play some outfield, from the Tampa Bay Rays at 31 home runs a year ago, is in the final year of his contract, is 31. In addition to Mason Montgomery and Jake Mangum, so Mangum is an outfielder, he's a switch hitter. He is going into his age 30 season. He made his MLB debut last year. 3 home runs, 40 RBIs, but he hit 296. And Montgomery is a young left-handed pitcher who is going to be 26 next season. He had a 5.67 ERA, obviously not great, but 63 strikeouts and 46 innings out of the bullpen last year.
I don't care about them. Tell me about Brandon Lau.
And they're sending Mike Burrows to Houston in the trade. The Rays are getting two players. So, of course, Brandon Lau is the headliner in the deal. Lau, a year ago, hit 31 home runs. He drove in 83. He hit 256, a slug of 477. The home runs would obviously be the most of anybody on the Pirates. He made the All-Star game last year. Also 19 doubles, had 130 hits, which was close to a career high. So he immediately goes into the Pirates lineup and is honestly probably their best bat, depending on what ultimately happens with O'Neill Cruz and his development. It's Lau, Cruz, and Reynolds. This should just be the start, though, for the Pirates. They still need to go get another bat, probably two more, unless they truly believe in this Garcia outfielder that they acquired in the trade with Johan Oviedo earlier.
Donnie, what do you think of the deal?
I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true. For them to only get get rid of Mike Burrows, who, listen, I like Mike Burrows. I think he's a guy you could toss like in the back.
Oh, him and Oviedo will be competing for the Cy Young, but keep going.
But the fact that they just grabbed a guy who, I agree with Austin, you immediately plug him in and he's the best bat they have. People can argue if they want about the projection of O'Neill Cruz or what Brian Reynolds used to do. This guy, to me, is their best one. He's coming off a season in which he hit 31 home runs. He had back-to-back years of 20-plus. He had 39 home runs a couple of years ago. They also get an outfielder, an extra outfielder in Mangum that...
Mangum P.I.?
He doesn't have the huge power numbers, but the guy can actually see and hit the baseball. That means, most importantly, Jack Sawinski can be fired into the sun. this is a win-win. I can't believe...
Wait a second. You're including Mangum P.I. as a real part of this deal?
It means Jack Sawinski is not going to be a guy that we watch play like 80 games in a Pirate uniform next year.
Well, let's hope. I'm not so sure about that. How do you even know Mangum P.I. is going to make the team out of spring training? He's a 30-year-old who's played 1 year, and he only had four homers.
Yeah, maybe he's a late bloomer.
And he hit almost 300 in over 100 games last year. I know batting average is old
school. So did his name? Joey Bart a couple years ago looked like Johnny Bench.
Yeah, and Joey Bart continued to be one of their better players, even though he sucked the last half of last year.
That's the problem. Let's talk about Brandon Lau, for God's sakes. Yes, 31 homers last year. I don't know if he repeats that. He had 21 each of the previous 2 years. Then he had 8 and then the in an abbreviated season, then 39. Listen, this is great. This is what we want them to do. And as Mr. P put it, it needs to be the beginning, not the end. Is he going to play second base here? He's played a couple games at first, and he's been a DH. He doesn't have to play second. He could do a little bit of both. Maybe he could platoon with McCutchen at DH a little bit. I don't know. I just know they got a major league bat. But let's not pretend that this is time to plan the parade here. This needs to be one of at least two, and hopefully a higher profile one than him. And maybe three bats that they add, limits.
Yes, and I think that this should carve the way with Lau only making $11.5 million, guys. This should, other than Soto, so they've signed Soto for the bullpen. They've signed Lau. That's $20 million. Not much money. It's really not. They should have another 20-plus to be able to spend on another free agent like Eugenio Suarez and potentially even another trade. But this is now two starting pitchers. Where they said they were going to trade from that surplus,
Let's see how high the payroll gets. Remember, they stripped it down last year, and I think, in effect, only to build it back up to what it was. So let's see if we get to 100 plus million. That's A, right?
Yeah, and I'm still not optimistic they will.
Neither am I. Got to get to over 100 million to make this believable. They've added one guy who can see a baseball and hit it in Brandon Lau. That's good. That's just the beginning. Better be, at least.
Mangum P.I. had an OPS plus of 96 and 27 steals in his debut season. How about that?
He had 27 steals last year?
27 steals. And Montgomery is a left-handed pitcher that they can add to the bullpen.
Mangum
P.I. looking a little bit more attractive to you now,
P.I., Joe.
You want Sawinski out there striking out every at-bat.
They signed Sawinski to $1.5 million.
Donnie? He stinks.
Donnie, are you okay with them trading Mike Burrows?
Yeah, I mean, again, like I like Mike Burrows. I mean, he's a dude that can be like a fourth or fifth guy, or you know, he was a good like hybrid player for them last year. You know, he kind of took over what Luis Ortiz did a year before, and I thought he was pretty admirable in that spot. I mean, he had his games where, you know, if he didn't give up a home run in a game. Which I know it's, you know, that's, you know, kind of easy to say, but he would get into trouble when he gave up the big shots.
Yeah.
He wouldn't really let a game get away from him, though. Like, he very rarely had a performance where guys strung together like five or six straight hits and he just was getting like leveled to every part of the field. His downfalls were normally, it would just be like a three-run shot, and then his line would look way, way worse than what it actually was.
Steven Nesbitt of The Athletic says, this Pirates front office has valued Mike Burrows highly for years. If it wasn't for Tommy John in 23, he would have been up earlier. An impressive rookie season made him an attractive trade chip in the Pirates' position of strength.
Do you have to sign Lau to make this a good trade?
No, but I think that it's definitely an added bonus if you can. That would be the first thing that I would try to do is to try to
say yes.
Hammer in an extension.
Yeah, I would try to do that too. But hey, at least they have a one real hitter that they brought in for next season.
I try to make a move with him, a deal with him, because it also shows that, hey, this isn't just a guy on an expiring deal that we're going to flip in late July. This is a guy that we're bringing in who we targeted as somebody to be the best part of our offense, and we intend to keep it that way for the next few seasons.
I don't think we're talking about a superstar here. We're talking about a solid major league hitter who could explode into, and it does every once in a while, into a 30 home run guy, and that's good.
He was an all-star last year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they added.
I mean, he has an OPS under 800. Let's not act like they just brought in an MVP candidate limits.
No, I don't think anybody is. Like, I'm in agreement with you that this is just the first of multiple dominoes that need to fall before I can really buy
in. It's way different than Kyle Schwarber. And my fear for this offseason that it will be characterized as, wow, the Pirates were in on the Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes and they wound up getting Lau in a trade. What a great offseason. Everything's changed. They made a trade and brought in a bat. Good for them. Now do something more dramatic or do two other deals like this. Bring in more bats. Spend some money. Agreed?
Fully agree with that. Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to act like they just brought in Barry Bonds here, but they absolutely made their team better.
Yes.
And they did so with a guy that I still think you plug him right in, and he is right now the best bat in that offense, considering where some of the guys finished last year. They had one guy who played regularly last season.
Who had a higher OPS.
Spencer Horwitz, who had an OPS.
He would be their best hitter, but that's like being the fastest guy in a race with a bunch of Harry Callis clones.
But something else about Brandon Lau, he's a pretty consistent player.
He's a professional hitter.
His OPS plus has been over 100, which is league average, every single year of his career.
This is what you call the price of doing business. This is simply acting like a normal Major League Baseball team. And because the Pirates have been where they've been and done what they've done, I think there is a tendency to overreact to things like this. Most teams go out and get people who can hit a baseball in off seasons. They seem to have struggled with that. They've made one move. Yay. Make more.
Did you see
I am starting to become a fan of Magnum PI, though. Mangum PI here. 27 stolen bags last year.
An old school type player, perhaps, Joe.
Is he a good defender, too? Limits? Can you look that up? You're the beat writer.
Did you like the old Magnum PI or the new Magnum PI that came out not that long ago?
Not even close. The old one with Tom Selleck could never be matched, and they never should have made a new one. Are we off the air?
What a mustache that is. No, we're on the air.
Okay, we had a momentary scare.
Oh.
No, we're good.
Didn't we, Donnie?
I just looked over, yeah.
All right, this guy, here's why I'm a Mangum PI fan all of a sudden, because he actually has a really good minor league track record. Where in AAA, over six seasons, he hit .313 with an 800 OPS and bunches of stolen bases, oh, limitless wonder. Namely, 100, well, let's see here.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
43 steals in 4 years, and then he came up into the majors and, like you said, stole 27 last year. That's impressive.
Yeah, he could be a fourth outfielder for you that fills in spots.
Of course he could.
It's possible.
Yeah. What are they going to do about their first three outfielders?
Well, Reynolds will be one, and Cruz will be the other, and then they need to acquire somebody to be the left fielder, unless it's the guy they got for Oviedo.
Jostinson Garcia.
Jostinson, yes.
The password.
The password.
Man, the password. You ever see that show, Donnie, on TV, Password?
No,
the password
I never watched
is
that one.
Left fielder. And then they have to, like, act out left fielder.
Okay, so they're starting to behave like a normal major league team. That is encouraging for as far as that goes. Good move, Pirates.
I mean, there's also, a real chance that by the midsummer months, like, or maybe even like once we get into summer, like June or so, the middle of that infield could be Connor Griffin and Brandon Lau.
Yeah, I do like that.
That's pretty
idea.
Pretty attractive to me.
Can Gonzalez play third?
I feel like he's played there.
Limits, you're the beat writer.
Yeah, I believe he's. I'm going to confirm it, but I do believe that he has played some time over there, whether it was the majors or the minors.
Where are we in the Termar Johnson development?
Not in a good place.
No, I thought he came on last season.
Yeah, I mean, he had moments, but he's still young. He's still only 21, 22, but he's not somebody who is knocking down the door of being promoted anytime soon.
Is he strictly a second baseman, shortstop type? Could he play third, Limitless Wonder?
Maybe play some third base, but he's more so of a second baseman. Gonzalez did play 5 games in Indianapolis in 2024 at third base. Also 14 games in 2023, so he does have some minor league experience there. But now, nothing.
Termar hit 270 last year in Double A.
And
slugged almost 400, hit 12. What did he hit? 12 homers? 9 homers?
Gonzalez has played 2 career games at third.
He has played 13 at shortstop. So maybe that's the guy you have start there.
Sure. Or Triolo. I'm okay with Triolo as a stopgap. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Windy today. Temps dropping to the mid to low 20s, low of 22. Andrew McCutcheon. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A quiz show coming up at 1. What else you got here, Limits?
Yeah, unfortunately, it happened again, guys. Pitt Volleyball lost in the Final Four for the 5th consecutive year in a row. So there was a couple of different opinions that were thrown out there. I think that Pitt Volleyball has very unfortunately become the Buffalo Bills of women's volleyball. Now, Pony and I were going back and forth about this texting last night. He thinks that, you know, Pitt should be praised and I think they should be as well. But my opinion is you've gotten there 5 years. It seems like the hurt just continues to be worse and worse for Pitt fans. And they can hit us up on the text line to confirm if that's the case or push back on that. I think at this point, instead of just saying, well, it's just great that Pitt keeps getting back, it should be, no, you've gotten here 5 years and you haven't gotten it done. This is a really big disappointment now. I'm not saying fire anybody, of course. I think Liv Babcock's the best player in the country and Dan Fisher is one of the best coaches in the entire country. But, man, it's got to be very frustrating that, again, the same thing happens. They got swept. That hadn't happened all year.
It is a little bit Buffalo Bills-like. I mean, there's a couple of things to be said about all of that. I do think when a team does what Pitt does, in a way, you have to think, like, man, that's pretty impressive. Like, you know, how many teams have gone to the Final Four in their sport 5 years in a row? I know they haven't won, but, like, even I think when I think back to those Bills teams of the early to mid-90s, yeah, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but to win the AFC 4 years in a row is extremely impressive. So that part is impressive. The heartbreak always does come on the other end because Pitt volleyball is unfortunately now turning into always a bridesmaid, never a bride situation.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. It is the Buffalo Bills, which is the admirable part of it and the painful part of it. When they go there, when they go to the Final Four, they become a different team. And it feels very much, having watched the Bills go through that snap by snap, it becomes something where once things start to go wrong in that environment, you become unraveled. That's what's happened. People could argue that. That is absolutely what has happened. And probably more significant, they do get there every year. It's not like they win one round. They get to the Final Four every year. And I think in retrospect, most people look back on those Buffalo Bills teams and say that they're an absolute marvel what they did. Think about the big deal it is just to get to an AFC title game.
Do
then
it
to
four
win
times
one,
in a row.
And then to win four in a row against Marino, Elway, Montana, and who was the fourth? I can't remember. Elway, Marino, Montana. Donnie, who was the fourth AFC title game for the Bills?
This would have been the 93 AFC title game.
Yes, I know they beat Montana on the Chiefs when he was still good. Marino in Miami for the Dolphins. Elway at home when he was, and then the Raiders, nobody. Jay Schrader. I was at that game, 51-3. So forget that one, but they did beat those three guys. It's an amazing accomplishment. So is this. And it's also true that it's become like a situation where they get there and become unraveled. They just do. Both those things are true.
Yeah, and it'll be something that if it continues, we like sadly expect it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again. Pitt volleyball to the Final Four. Now, I mean, I'll say this too. They are far and away the best team in the city of Pittsburgh. If you want to count all of the, well, I mean, I know the Riverhounds just won a championship too, so maybe not, but the consistency of going to five straight Final Fours.
It's amazing. It truly is. And Dan Fisher and the players deserve a ton of credit for doing what they do every year.
But don't you think by year five, though, guys, that expectations should change? Like, I know that Pitt Volleyball is not a historic program, but by the time you get there for year four, year five, and this continues to happen, I feel like it's just more of a disappointment than it is a success this season because of the expectations.
They
that
were the higher seeded
you know?
Team, but
and
but,
Nebraska
you know.
Was out, and you have the best player, and so many of the times, depending on what sport you look at, the best player typically finds a way to win. And Pitt had a great team this year. And they have a great recruiting class coming in next year. And
so what are you saying then? What should there be a fallout for this or what?
No, what I'm saying is that, yes, they should be celebrated, but I think that it should be taken with a major grain of salt because they keep getting there, but they can't ultimately get over the hump. The Buffalo Bills are considered, you know, fondly in a way, and Joe, you can speak of this greater than I can, but they ultimately never got it done. And there's that right. ultimate level of satisfaction that is just never fulfilled.
I'll buy that, Limits.
All right. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like negative connotations here, but it does suck that they just can't make it happen.
Yeah, really unfortunate. And Lou Babcock said something on Instagram last night, or Instagram story, that said, Pitt Volleyball, see you next year. Can't wait to see the fans out. So any speculation she might transfer looks to be put to rest, which is a good thing for Pitt. Next up, one person that is transferring. So Penn State true freshman edge Chaz Coleman plans to enter the transfer portal. And where I'm going with this is, so Kalshi, which is a new betting service, I guess, out there, Donnie. So they have filed forms to accept bets on players who enter the transfer portal. And new documents saying that Kalshi intends to offer the contracts possibly as soon as an end of the business day earlier this week, where Landon Tangwall, who does a good job covering college football, says, what's scary is I already know of multiple friends that are entering the portal around college football, and that's the case with thousands of people. I can't think of a worse idea than this, truly. Do you agree with that? We're betting on players that might enter the portal? Like, Chaz Coleman, there was a video of him talking to Ohio State staffers walking off the field after the Penn State-Ohio State game. Like, it's the worst-kept secret in college football that he's probably going to Ohio State. I just feel like you're just opening up another Pandora's box of things that could go completely wrong in college sports.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know that I love pro wrestling. Pro wrestling is a fixed form of entertainment. And I've actually noticed that there are like some betting sites that will take bets on pro wrestling, which I don't really understand. And, you know, really can't see myself getting into because it is kind of foretold. You can find out what's going to happen. This kind of feels that way to me. Like, all it takes is being somewhat close to a player that's in the portal, and it trickles down to whatever form of communication, and anybody will know this. Anybody will know where a player's going. You almost have to make the odds like catastrophically bad to push people away from betting on things like this. That's a little bit...
The insider information,
That's a bridge I think is a little bit too far.
Yeah, I don't like the sounds of that. What about Kyle Lewis declaring for the draft limits? Have we been over that yet?
No, we have not. What are your thoughts on that? Kyle Lewis, first-team All-American last year, first in the ACC, or first-team All-ACC, 200 career tackles at Pitt, six picks. What do you make of Kyle Lewis playing his final game now as a Panther? I'm a little surprised he did not come back, but there are definitely some people who think he could either be a good linebacker or safety in the NFL.
I'm one of those people. I really do. Todd McShay has him as his number two safety prospect behind Caleb Downs, for God's sakes. So absolutely it's time. I think it's a great move for him. He was a hell of a player at Pitt, and I think he will make an NFL safety like McShay does, Donnie.
Yeah, it's also kind of wild to me to think that anytime a college football player was going anywhere, it was them leaving school early and going to the draft. It feels like that is almost the minority move at this point in time. Like anytime we see college football movement, it's, hey, I'm going to another school.
Yeah.
I'm going to play my seventh year of college football somewhere. Yeah.
Do you agree?
Going to leave early and go to the NFL.
Right. Speaking of college football topics, and I'm sorry to usurp this segment limits, but I had one on my mind because we were arguing about it off the air yesterday. Myself, Bostic, Doran, Adam, I think you may have been involved. I can't remember. Should there be two basically Division I AA teams? I know there's a new term for that slips my mind. Two minor league teams in the college football playoff while a team like Notre Dame sits out. Bostic says absolutely not. Crowley likes it. Dickerson said absolutely not. I agree with those two guys. This is farcical.
You mean like how JMU and Tulane are in?
Yes, that they're in a 12-team playoff and Notre Dame isn't. But forget about Notre Dame. Just that they're two teams like that are in a 12-team playoff. I think that's ridiculous.
I mean, they took advantage of what the rules and regulations are right now. I think a lot of what happened in this year's selection process, that will be used when they eventually push it to 16.
Do you agree that it's ridiculous?
I think it's going to look ridiculous tomorrow when you're watching a game and, you know, Oregon's up 28 points on JMU. And, you know, I mean, I'm really just hoping one of those two teams keeps it competitive. That's
I mean,
it.
They're not.
I don't
they're
expect
not,
it to happen.
Yeah, they're still legitimate programs, right? But it feels like two minor league programs have entered the major league playoffs. I think it's ludicrous limits, and I'm a big fan of the underdog. I am. Maybe keep it to one at max. It just seems absolutely silly to me that a Notre Dame team that is fraught with NFL prospects and could win the national title if they got in is going to sit at home while we have to watch two blowouts, probably?
Oregon is a 21-point favorite against JMU, and Ole Miss is, I think, 17.5 against Tulane.
Thoughts, Mr. P?
I'd rather just see one, but guess what? Too bad. Too bad, Notre Dame. Maybe join a and then you'll actually have an argument, because JMU is, Tulane is in, and they took advantage of the ACC being poor. I'm completely fine with
it. Forget about Notre Dame. The idea of those two schools being in is ludicrous, yes or no?
Well, maybe the ACC should have better teams and be able to have a team that can win its conference.
The idea of those two teams being in is ludicrous, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Maybe the ACC should have better tiebreakers, Donnie, like an easy one. Who's ever higher in the college football playoff rankings goes to the playoff. What are they doing? Yeah, who wrote that stuff? Callis?
Now they're even more complicated. The new ones they put out there. It's all over the place.
Here's our big tiebreaker system, everybody. Higher ranked team goes. 1, 2, 3, 4 words. That's our tiebreaker. Oh my God. What have they done? What did they do?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.